Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
And we're back. Another edition of The Connection. I got to tell you, by the time folks are listening to this program, guess where I'm going to be?
Ireland.
Ireland!
And guess what? And guess what I'm going to be doing?
You're going to be babysitting.
For your little baby dog, puppy Teddy.
I can't even tell you how grateful
I am.
I'm
so excited.
So I have a little six-month-old Shih Tzu. Shet. I always want to say Shih Tzu. Whatever.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to do with him. And you have one.
Lisa has one.
And so you offered to babysit.
But you're going to think I'm crazy. I was thinking I'm going to get one of those little front papooses and put them on my chest and carry them around all day like my baby.
I've already got a papoose.
You do?
Yeah. So I'll bring that when I drop him off.
Oh, see, so I'm not that.
No, I'm crazy too.
He's going everywhere with me.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be like the prince of all princes.
And he's going to be all groomed and smelling sweet by the time he gets to
like
you.
That's like bocce too.
Thank you for that. Yes, I'm taking my mother to Ireland for her 80th birthday.
That's awesome.
I gave her two choices of what she could have for her birthday. I said, you can either, I'll take you to Ireland, or you can have a facelift. And she picked Ireland.
It's probably the safer of the two.
I know, but she really wanted a facelift. I'm like, ma'am, you're so great. You look so great for 80.
Fantastic.
She does. I'm like, let's go to Ireland and create some memories and leave it at that. So
I think that's good.
It is.
Trust me when I tell you, avoid healthcare at all risks.
Oh, my gosh. I know you've been going through hell and back with your mother. And
yes.
Oh, thank goodness she has you as an advocate. And let me tell you, anybody out there, if you don't have a patient advocate, you need one. I mean, it's just, I can't even, I bet everybody could write a chapter in the book about healthcare horror stories. It's just unbelievable.
I think again, it's just puts everything in perspective, and it all just makes me appreciate the work that our staff do with The Connection. But most importantly, just a reminder of how hard it is to be on the other side. And when you really feel like you hit rock bottom, you really need somebody there who's going to help you.
Did we even say who we are?
You did.
Did I say? I'm Ann Baldwin from Baldwin Media.
And I'm Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, CEO from The Connection.
You know who we are by
now. You know who we are.
That's right. We've got our friend out there who gives us the Dunkin' Donuts cards. We know that you're listening, Mr. or Ms. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
I know. I want to meet you someday. Just show up here at my office and say, hey, I'm the Dunkin' Donuts person. I'd love to meet you. But we've got one of your shining stars from The Connection is on this program, Sherry Weaver, who's been with us before, who's the Director of Women and Children's Services at The Connection, and you all have a new program that Sherry's going to talk about.
We do. I want to say welcome, but I want to tell you folks a little bit about Sherry. Sherry is the perfect example of why I am personally, and the agency is blessed to have such an amazing staff person. I interviewed Sherry over 20 years ago, so remember that day, and she's still with us. Sherry is, Weaver's a program director of our Women and Children's Services at The Connection, and she believes the foundation of our Women and Children's programs are the staff members that are passionate, dedicated, and trained in gender-responsive, co-occurring, enhanced, and trauma-informed women's services like you are, Sherry. She earned her BS from the University of New Haven in Family and Juvenile Justice. She's also a certified addiction counselor and holds certifications as competency in problem gambling and in the criminal justice professional. Prior to her work at Mother's Retreat, she worked at the Groton City Police Department in the Domestic Violence Program. Sherry, welcome to the show, and many, many thank yous for the many lives that you've touched over your 20-plus years of The Connection. You've made a great difference to our family, so thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
So what is the new program, Sherry, and really, what are your goals and objectives with it?
Well, I'm excited to talk about our new Women's Reach program, which is funded by DEMIS. And what we're going to have at The Connection are three women's navigators. And those navigators are going to be women with lived experience that are excited and willing to share their pathways of recovery that worked for them, but also help women out in the community learn new pathways that may be a support for them. And our women's navigators are going to really work specifically on recovery, engagement, access, coaching, and healing. Our priority is going to go to pregnant women and women with children who are facing substance abuse and mental health issues. And our goal is really to get them linked up to services in their communities. It's going to help them learn to live with stability and being a part of the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Why is it important that what is it? I know the answer to this question, but just for our listeners out there, you talk about lived experiences and peer-to-peer support. How important is that?
Well, I think that when you're working with someone who understands what you're going through, there's empathy that happens, there's relationships that get built on a foundation, but also opportunity for growth. And what we're finding is that women, we're relational. We want to speak with somebody who understands us and our passions and our concerns and our challenges. And what we're seeing are that women are growing when they're part of something. And again, for women who are the peers, are feeling like they're empowering others to reach their fullest potential.
And how do you find these women? How do you know who needs help? And how do you know where to send the navigators, if you will?
Well, what we're doing is connecting with services in our local community, pediatricians, our hospitals, our birthing centers, could be the library. Wherever our women might be out in the community, is we're trying to make sure that folks in those areas are educated on the women's navigators, that have the brochures so that they can share those brochures with the women out in the community, but also that they can call us. So they can call and say, hey, we have somebody out in the community that's interested to connect with you, and our navigators will go where they are.
That's fantastic. Because we know that when people call Sherry, right, they need services right then. And who better than to have a patient navigator who has lived experience to help you through the system and get you to where you need to be? Because you're so vulnerable at the end of the other, on the other line, right? And you really need that person who understands.
Yeah, I know too, when I was in recovery initially, you know, in the beginning stages, and I would ask the therapists or I would ask the counselors, you know, are you in recovery? And if they said no, this wall went up. Like, well, then you don't know what I'm feeling. You don't know how I'm hurting. You don't know how to fix me. And I really did desire to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, and now is on the other side, right?
Yeah.
So I can see absolutely why Demas decided to fund this program. Huge value with, I'm sure, proven results eventually. So there is a huge value there. And I can see this as a program that is going to expand because it's just going to be a matter of resources, right?
We kicked the program off March 1st. How are things going, Sherry?
Great. Actually, what we've continued to do is continue our outreach, letting folks know that we're out there and available, shaking hands, handing out brochures, and again, just sharing information about the program. Because it's so new, a lot of folks don't know about us.
So Sherry, again, we're speaking with Sherry Weaver. She's the program director of the Women and Children's Services at The Connection, and also in charge of a new program, which is called the Women's Outreach Program. No, excuse me, Women's Reach Program is what it's called. And if people want more information, people should call 475-234-1717. Is this a statewide service?
Yes. The Connection is one of five programs that actually received the Demas grant. So there's a total of 15 navigators in the state of Connecticut. And the Connection is blessed to have three of them.
That's fantastic. We're really excited about this.
And what you talk about safe care. What defines safe care in this program?
Well, a plan of safe care is meant to be a community safety net for families affected by substance abuse. So ideally for women who are pregnant and have had issues with substance abuse, it is a list of areas that reflect the women's current treatment and involvement. So it may it'll focus on their medical issues, their behavioral issues, their family issues. And the goal is to just let folks know that this mom is working with the community services and is addressing her medical needs, you know, for her in terms of her child's safety.
You know, I'm one of those naive people that when I see a pregnant woman, I just assume that they're taking care of themselves, that if they are addicted, they've at least stopped for the good of the child. But I guess that's not the right assumption to make.
Well, not necessarily. I think that, you know, hospitals are dealing with emergency situations, and the goal really is to provide correct information, updated information to those folks that are going to be working with our pregnant clients. So if we do, you know, if they did have a baby that was born positive from medication, that the hospital would know that that medication was indeed prescribed. So it's really providing the community that's going to be working with this client accurate and updated information.
All right. And we want to give out the phone number. If people want more information on the Women's Reach program, they can dial 475-234-1717. So you've been doing this, Sherry, since March 1st. Is it tough to keep up? What's the workload like?
You know what? We're just doing one call at a time, and it sounds like something that our women are needing and open to, and we're going to keep moving forward.
Now, Sherry, there's 15 of these recovery navigators throughout the state of Connecticut. If someone's listening, how do they know how to locate the one in their area?
Well, what they can do is go online and look at the DEMIS website. And DEMIS has more information about the Women's Recovery, the Women's Reach Program, and they can find out where those navigators are located in each of the five regions.
Okay,
and
so
they
there's
can also look. They can find out more information about the Plan of Safe Care as well.
So there's more than one avenue to get to this program. You can call the phone number. We'll give that out again at the end of the program. You can also go to the Connections website, which is theconnectioninc.org, and then DEMIS, the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, who funds this program, also has information on their website. Well, I want to thank you, Sherry Weaver, for being on the program again.
Thank you, Sherry.
You know, this is great information. Keep up the good work, and, you know, we'll look forward to touching base with you and see how things go, and I'm sure that the program is going to expand and move forward. And anything else you want to say to our listeners out there that you want them to know about where we're at as far as this population goes?
I guess, you know, recovery is possible. And it's about educating and supporting each other. And we're here and available.
Absolutely. Well, Sherry, thank you
so
much.
Thank you for everything. Keep
truly
up the great work.
Appreciate the
so
good
work. So grateful
for
the work you're doing.
Yes. So just another great program of The Connection. And it just goes to show the innovation and the collaborative effort that goes on to get people where they need to be.
Yeah, I've always been a big proponent of women and children's services. That's what brought me to The Connection 28 years ago. And the fact that the Connecticut as a state has come really far with gender-specific training is pretty amazing to me. And the work that goes on is pretty phenomenal. And that's fantastic. You know, because back in the day, I know back in the 80s when I started working in this field, men and women were put together in, you know, co-ed rehab, and that never worked. And the fact that our state realizes that there's gender-specific training for men and for women, and while, you know, addiction is addiction, and it's true, there's unique differences between the genders. And there's a lot of power with having support of other women who are in recovery with women and men with men. And that, you know, the issues are there's similarities, but there's also huge differences. And so I really embrace this.
It's really interesting because in the rooms, you know, in the 12-step program, it's women sponsor women, men sponsor men. And as a strong personality woman, I never really understood that. I'm like, I just don't think there's a woman out there that's going to be able to not only get me on track, but keep me there. And it's really been a challenge for me throughout my recovery, which is 8 years this month.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so
I'm
fantastic.
Waiting until my mom comes out here to visit, because every year of sobriety, you get a coin.
Right.
So they'll say years and years, and you get up there and you say how many years. And every year that I've gotten a coin, she's actually been in town.
Oh, that's
the
fantastic.
Month of March, because it's her birthday month and it's my sobriety month. So it works out so great. But my point was that it's really hard, but you're also, I believe, in my opinion, whether you're suffering from mental illness, whether you're suffering from a drug or a drink, it's also one of the most vulnerable types in your life. And there are folks out there that will prey on that. And I think that, in my experience, has had something to do with it too. So I go what I go for myself. I take what I want. I leave the rest. I'm not there to make friends. I'm not there to find a boyfriend. I'm there to stay sober. That's why I go to these meetings. And that is why it's also important. And then having somebody that's lived that experience that can say, hey, you think that's bad. What about this? Or I live this. I recently was working with someone who had all these horrible things happen to her in her life. And she says that's what keeps her going and keeps her relapsing. And I said, you know what? We've all had bad stuff happen. We all have bad stuff happen all the time. So you can either continue the wreckage.
That's right.
And keep moving that forward, or you can put the wreckage behind you and start creating what will hopefully be good memories for your children and for your spouse and all that. Because if we sit there and just focus on the trauma.
I know. But you know, on one of the speakers we had, Brandon Lee, he said something that really hit home for me, and that was about the resilience that folks in recovery have, and it's really true, and turning that resilience around in a positive way, because I have to tell you, some of the strongest people I've ever met have been in recovery, and they've really touched my lives in many ways. It's been, I've learned so much from all of them, and I mean, really, really have. And, you know, I often share stories when I talk about the connection. Recently, when I was in Florida with my mom, I was talking to some girls that were working actually in the Sprint store. They were helping with my mother's phone, and they were sharing their story with me. You know, they're from the north. They moved to Florida, recovery, and all these, you know, just sharing these stories. And it's just amazing to me. You meet people everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, could be any place. And these were some of these girls, you know, they came from really astute, higher class families. And again, addiction doesn't see prejudice. But I learned so much with them, and they were hugging me, and they took the website, and they're sending me email already. It's just amazing.
It is amazing who you'll meet. I'll never forget one day, it was a Saturday, and I was at Job Lot. And this young man says to me, he goes, hey, are you a friend of Bill's? Which that's the code word for, right. Are you in the 12-step program? And I'm like, wow, do I look that bad today? You know, I didn't know why you would say that. And then I looked at my t-shirt. And I had a t-shirt on from a recovery run that I had done, walked. And he noticed the t-shirt, and it opened up two people who probably would have never spoken to each other.
I know.
In a normal circumstance, we sat there and talked about our lived experiences for like 15 minutes, and I had the biggest smile on my face the rest of the day. It was just so fantastic. And that, too, is why I feel that if you're figuring it out, then it's important to put a face and a voice on it. If you're comfortable with that, let other people know if it's appropriate timing, so maybe you can help somebody else.
I know.
Because if you don't know, you can't help.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I give you so much credit, because you see at the Connection and all of your staff people, many of whom we've had on this show, just the level of expertise that they have, but more importantly, the passion.
They do.
The passion that they have for what they do, and going above and beyond the call of duty.
And many of our staff have lived experience. They do?
Yeah, and that's interesting, Lisa, because as the CEO, we had Brandon Leon, who was a big news anchor. He worked here in the Connecticut market for quite a while, and then he moved out to LA, and he talks on a previous, you should look it up. If you get a chance, go on the WTIC website or the Connections website and look up this episode, because it was fantastic. But he said he was kept from moving on to jobs that he wanted because someone found out about his addiction, yet he had been sober and clean for like years.
Yeah.
Years.
That's crazy.
And someone held that against him, you know? And I bet you that person that threw that bomb at his career, I bet there's something going on there.
Oh, absolutely.
They too probably have their own issues, and or you can
agree.
Bet money on the fact that someone around them does.
Agree.
And how dare you do that? How dare you do that? Whereas at the Connection, you look at that as, I'm assuming, an asset.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, many colleagues that I work with now or in the past that have been in recovery for many, many years, and they've completely turned their life around. They're, you know, the example, really the walking example of that recovery works. You know, master's level, go back to school, pull their life together, you know, get their criminal record expunged. You would never think in a million years. You can't judge a book by its cover.
No.
We all have a cross to bear. We all have issues.
And you've had we've had people on this program that have even been incarcerated.
I know.
You know, and you've got this system that you work with the Department of Correction, and the connection works with these folks, you know, mm-hmm. helping them re-enter life and the workforce and getting a roof over their head so that we don't have the recidivism rate that we have, you know, before. And so even that, you don't hold that against people. That's a lived experience. And it just amazes me.
Recovery works.
Recovery works. And in these people, some of them get rehabilitated in our prison system.
But you know but here's the thing that's so great is getting healthy. Okay, getting healthy. What happens is when you get sober and you get your getting yourself together, you are then influencing other people in your life. You're changing other people that you deal with. You're changing their life. You're impacting their life. But most importantly, for these women and children's services that we talked about, just to have had these and still have clients that come in, give birth to children, and then many years later, these are, you know, adult, and I see them, you know, I have Facebook, and they're all there, and I was like, I held this baby in my hands, oh my God, she's 25, has her own business, you know, is engaged, moving on life, mom's doing amazing, changed her life, changed, so we changed, we've made generational cycle right. changes.
And you have to intervene in that.
Yeah.
Because it will never stop. Look at some of the stuff, and it's, you know, grandma was, and now this great grandma was, now grandma is, now mom is, and then, you know, it just, you've got to stop the cycle.
It really is the most rewarding work.
And I've been to, for example, your annual meeting, and the annual celebration where you had one of your, you know, former clients who now works for you. All of her kids came up, and they're at different stages in their life. They're going to Ivy League schools, and they're excelling at their high school, and they're playing, you know, being recruited by major, you know, basketball teams. And it's amazing. But if you don't see it, and if you put your head in the sand and you don't give these people credit, you're doing this whole society a disjustice.
I agree.
Because too many people get stereotyped and thrown to the side. Well, you can't fix it. Or they should fix it themselves, folks. It's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You can't always fix it yourself. You need help.
Right. It's you always learn something from all these folks. I know I do.
Yes. So theconnectioninc.org, that is the website. If you folks would like to check it out. You know, there's volunteer opportunities. There are so many events that go on throughout the course of the year. There's people's stories there. So there's something, some people don't know where to start.
Yeah, and we've had so many emails also that we receive for people that have donations. They have furniture they'd like to donate, or clothes, or books, or any specific items. And we always make sure that our families, you know, that we get connected and help our families if they need things to get started. So we're really grateful for all the folks in the community that have supported our organization
right.
and other organizations in Connecticut.
In foster care programs, you think about the needs, especially of the little ones. There's so many things. And I know, you know, I remember from my kids' days, my kids were out of their clothes and, you know, weeks if they even had outfits with the tags still hanging on them that they never got to wear, right? Because you get so much stuff.
Exactly.
So there is a need for those things that are gently used, or that you think about what is it that you have in your space that somebody else could repurpose it and do it for a good reason. It's all well worthwhile.
Exactly. I remember one year when my son Nico was little, he said, I don't want gifts this year. You know what I want? If anyone gives me things, they should donate them to your women and children's programs. I'm like, oh, he's going to become a social worker. Don't do it. Just kidding. But isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, bringing him as a tot to the programs and seeing the babies and understanding what goes on there and just feeling so he feels blessed.
That's great. You know, and you exposed him to that program. And I had the other thing happen to me. I would take my kids into the newsroom and they would see that environment. And their reaction was, I never want to do this for a living. So the polar opposite, because it's a little bit crazy, but it is great. And it's great to expose our kids to having them volunteer, having them get involved in charities, having to see that, you know, the life that they have, other people live a different life, and why we have to be sensitive to all those things.
You know, part of the high school that Nico goes to, Immaculate High School in Danbury, they do a lot of volunteer hours, right? So he's, you know, volunteered at the soup kitchen, and he's done other things, and to have them come back and just say, I don't take any of this for granted. I'm so grateful. You know, how can I help? How can I give back? And I think it's great that the school really pushes that, because I think this generation needs to really take a look at really what's going on.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
Entitlement. I know.
Exactly.
I see a lot of that.
And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So while we're on the NECO subject, I got to say two things. So hats off. NECO was in the Danbury News Times because he made the honor roll list.
High honors.
High
Yay!
Honors.
He did.
That's a big deal.
Thank you.
And then I also saw him. He got his class ring.
He got his class ring. He's graduating in 2020. So we're going to be looking at colleges.
Yay. What's a class ring go for these days? I'm curious.
Almost 300.
300?
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I think mine were around 90 back in the day, and I remember my family scraping up change and, you know, trying to get grandma to give me a few bucks so I could get one.
That wasn't gold either. We didn't get gold.
You didn't
that
get gold.
That was even more.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Is
he ever even going to wear it?
Or I don't know.
Maybe some girl will wear it on a chain around
oh
her neck,
God,
and then
she'll
throw it at him, and it'll get lost. And I have, you know, you never know what's going to happen with a class ring. I still have mine in my safe for some reason, but.
I still have mine.
Yeah.
Then he's going to be driving.
Yep.
Soon, April 9th, on the road.
It's unbelievable.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's
but
all happening.
It's part of the process of life. You've got a good kid on your hands and a lot of milestones to celebrate.
I keep my fingers crossed.
No, you don't. It's not about crossing your fingers. You know, I always say it's the foundation that you've built. You've built a great foundation, and what they build on top of that is up to them. You just can't micromanage the situation. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do what they do, but trust me, my kids are 30 and 26, and I still don't stop worrying about them. It just doesn't.
I guess you never do.
You never do. Sometimes the older they get, the more you worry. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you've got a lot of adventures to come. Trust me.
But a lot of hair color. Lean on me when you're not strong.
That's right. We'll get through this together as we always do. So this was another great show. And again, if you want the phone number for the program that we talked about a little bit earlier, it is the program for. It's called Women's Reach Program, and the phone number is 475. That must be a new area code down in the New Haven area.
Yes.
475. That's really it. 234-1717. 475-234-1717. Or you can go to theconnectioninc.org and get more information there. And again, we want to thank you all for listening.
Thank you all.
You know, you can send me an email if you have any topic ideas as it has to do with recovery. Or we've had some great, you know, guests call or email, and my email is Ann, plain old Ann, at baldwinmedia.net. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on the show, and we want to thank you for getting up bright and early with us right here on WTIC AM 1080.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.